Hello, my dearest tribe of Gaia. This is Solara Anra, warrior of the light, bidding you namaste. I am here with an open heart and a clear mind on this day. And my subject is relationships in the new age. This is not my subject, let it be known, but one that my guides gave me. It made me laugh when they said, right, your next show is on relationships, because if I wasn't doing it with their assistance, I would certainly not be talking to you on relationships. It is the area where I have come most unstuck in this earthly incarnation. So within the three sectors of what I'm speaking about, with the help of my guides this evening, there'll be time for you to answer, to ask questions after each one. So if you have a question on your current relationship and how to raise that into a higher vibration, then I'll answer that question after the first bit. If you have a question or something that arises from what my guides have to say about how to attract the perfect partner to yourself, then you can ask a question after that section. And the third question is around Tantra and a simple way of using the tantric principles to transform or make new relationships now. This is a fortnightly show. I'm going to have a topic every other week. And on the other week, and Rita Melchizedek presents her show, Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. So just make a date in your diary with this same time every week, and you'll get either and Rita or I, and you'll get the two of us together every 7 weeks. So I ask for the highest guidance possible to flow through me now, with whatever my guides wish to speak about regarding relationships that we are already in and how to improve these, how to raise these into a higher version of what they are. Dear ones who tune into our joyful vibration in this moment, we do indeed wish to speak on relationships. Now, there are many different types of relationships. Are there not? It is not only your personal love relationships on which we wish to speak. You have relationships with your children, with your parents, with your siblings, with your friends and lovers. In fact, each person into which you enter some form of interaction for any extended period of time is a relationship which you have attracted into your lives. The way it has been is that many of these have come to you for your learning. Learning about yourself so that you may see ways in which you can improve your way of interacting with the outside world. You will have discovered on your spiritual paths that it is easy or relatively easy to stay in balance and peace when you are on your own, on retreat, perhaps in nature, when you are meditating and connecting with your higher selves or with the animals and creatures of the earth, and that it is more difficult to stay in peace and balance when you are in relationship with other members of your tribe. The ways now require that you are actively in relationship with your tribe, and that you are not hiding, that you are not placing yourself in isolation in order to stay in balance. In the first place, there is a need for you to learn to attract high vibrational people towards yourself, for it is in this way that your vibration is raised further, and it is in this way that you have attracted us. We, the star beings who assist earth beings now, we are in relationship with you even in this moment in which we transmit to you. We come to you from a place of open heart and absolutely clear agenda, which is to assist in any way we are able, to assist in bringing you understanding of your true powerful selves, to help you in remembering who you are, who you were designed to be. And in your relating to us, most of you do not have the issues that you have in other relationships. In relating to us, most of you come with open heart and with love and gratitude for our assistance and for this connection. Is this not so? As we look into your emotional bodies, we find it is true. All that is needed to improve the relationships that you are presently in is for you to work more consciously in raising your own vibration. In raising your own vibration so that you are in peace. So that you are in harmony. And to practice staying in this state of peace and balance so that your happiness is not dependent on others. If your happiness is dependent on your children always being sweet, polite, grateful, and well-behaved, you are doomed to disaster, are you not? For children will be as they will be, with little regard to your feelings, for they are more true to themselves, and you would do well to pay attention to them. But we jokingly remind you that the younger ones of your species are less bothered about constantly pleasing and playing a part in order to fit in and be loved. And this is a more effective way of operating. And so, within your love relationships, and we feel many of you listening now who are in love or partner relationships, and marriage situations where you feel trapped to be with another whose vibration is not lifting as quickly as yours, or perhaps who is absolutely stuck in their ways and not open to shifting as you are. There is only one sensible option or choice in this situation. It is to decide and determine if it is possible for you to be in balance, peace, and harmony while still with this one. If it is still possible to move forward on your light path, to be of service on your light path while still with this one. For if you detach yourself from the need for your partner to be as you choose them to be, for the need for them to change, if you let go of this need and allow them to plod along in their own way, it is possible for you to find a different sort of happiness with them, where you, so to speak, do your own thing. If you are not ready or able to leave a partner who is stuck on a vibrational level, it is nevertheless possible for you to continue on your light path and to simply leave them in a loving way to do and be as they choose at this time. There are those of you for whom this is not possible. There are those of you who can not move forward on your light path as you wish to while you are with this other. And for those of you who feel this is true in your heart, then there must be a way of letting go and setting free of yourself and the other, that you may both be who you truly have meant to be in this earth life carnation. That was incarnation. So that is what they're saying for the moment on that topic. So you're welcome to ask a question, to phone in to Don at BBS and ask about a personal relationship question if you like. What I got out of that is something that I do know already, but it was simplified and made clear to me that we have this idea within our relationships of how things are meant to be. We have a picture in our mind of how things would be in the ideal world, and within our concept of that, we usually want the partner or the other person in that relationship to change or to behave in a certain way. And there is no way of being happy in a relationship while wishing to change another person. There is only change possible in yourself. And what happens as you raise your vibration and you change, you start to attract higher vibrational people towards you, and those who do not match your vibration anymore fall away effortlessly. So if you are with someone and you're not happy with them, you might be torturing yourself about how you can break up with that person or let that person go. And there might be hundreds of thoughts and arguments going around in your mind about it, worrying about how much they'll be hurt in the process, worrying about whether you'll be able to support yourself financially or whether they'll be able to support themselves without you, worrying about what will happen with the children, if there are children involved, what your family and friends will think, whatever it is. These are from your ego mind. These concerns are not from your higher self. And they're not relative. They're not relevant. If you focus only on your own vibration, which means doing anything, anything at all that it is possible to do to raise your vibration, to bring yourself back into alignment and connection with your guides, with God, Goddess, connection with the earth being who supports and heals us as we go through the transition, so that you are vertically connected and not trapped in the drama of relationships and the way things have been on the earth. If your focus is truly 100% on raising your own vibration, which means becoming happier and more peaceful and balanced, then a relationship which doesn't support that will fall away without you having to do any work or organization. I had an amazing manifestation as far as my long-term partner and myself goes. Jeremy and I were together for 20 years, and for most of those 20 years, we both imagined that we would always be together, that we would grow old together, and we felt sorry for couples who weren't as happy as us. And we were held by many of our friends as an example that long-term relationships can work. And in the last couple of years of the relationship, where I certainly didn't want to break up and had no idea that we were going to separate, I became unhappy about certain things. And my guide said that in my manifesting practice, the most powerful thing that I could do would be to visualize Jeremy as an abstract light form sitting opposite me. And I would say, I manifest love and peace between Jeremy and myself. And I would let go of all agendas about what that meant. And I would visualize this love and peace flowing between his higher self and my higher self. And how that manifested was that when we broke up, which was almost overnight, and the story is in this next part of my book that I'm about to publish in part 3, it was effortless, and there was never any period in which there was not love and peace between Jeremy and I. And I know that I manifested that by letting go of how I wanted things to be between the two of us. Now, I have Marion from Germany on line 3. Hello, Marion. Lots of love. Do you have a question about your relationship?
How are you doing?
Hello? You have a question, Marion?
Yes, I do have a question. I'm stuck into a relationship since 4 years. I love this man very deeply, but I feel that I'm not going forward, neither backwards. And he is married, but I do not know how to get to finish the relationship because he keeps on pushing, and our love is very, very deep. So I would like to have guidance how to handle the situation.
We have spoken of what serves you and what does not, and your higher self calls for you to be more active than you are with the greater tribe, dear one. This is true for most of you, light tribe, who listen now. Your healing and teaching skills are needed. And for you, you must know, dear one, that it is possible for you to love this one and for him to love you without being in the turmoil of the relationship as it presently is. Your emotional body is clouded by the turmoil and anxiety at the moment, which is caused by your interaction. We repeat, know that it is possible for you two to love each other without being in the relationship as it has been. You have attracted each other towards yourselves in order to learn things. And you have grown and benefited in some ways through the interaction. But it is not possible for you to be in peace and for you to be the highest version of your light self while your emotional body is clouded in this way. We hope we have been of assistance. Namaste.
Namaste. That's very helpful. You expressed my thoughts, and it's very nice to hear that feedback. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. I wish you love and strength, Marianne, and I ask all of those listening to this now, in this present moment and in the future, to send your love and encouragement to Marianne in resolving this relationship, in transmuting it into a higher form. Love and thanks, Marianne.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. I have Laura from Washington State on line 2. Greetings, Laura. Let me have your question. Laura, you are very, very faint. I can't hear you. I'm afraid, Laura, you were too faint for me to hear. I just heard resolving.
Okay, here I am.
Oh, there you are. Excellent. What's your question?
Hello. My question is that I have been focusing very intently on my path, and a lot of family members... Oh, can you hear me better now?
Yes, yeah, now? Perfectly, yes.
Oh, okay. I've been focusing very profoundly and deeply on my path. Are you there now?
Yes, you've been focusing on your path.
Oh, yeah. And the family members are...
Yeah, just Laura, you need to...
The family members are feeling...
Yes, you need to ignore whoever's talking in the background or what you're listening to and just speak, because I can hear you.
Okay. And the family members are really clinging to me, and they, I'm really wanting to just sort of be free of that, yet I'm feeling all of their clinging and kind of like grabbing as I'm lifting up, and they want to hold on to what has been, and I'm wanting to let go of what has been. So there's a real feeling of I just want them to let go.
Are you talking about a husband and children, or who are you talking about?
I'm talking about sisters and cousins and people who have been very present in their life in the past, and now I'm wanting to focus more on my growth and a higher level of my light expression. So I'm
okay.
wanting
and my, to... My guides are answering that now.
Okay.
All of those who you describe as clinging on an emotional or energetic level have a resistance to the change which they see in you, and they have fear regarding what will happen, how you will be as you let go of the old version of yourself. You are veritably in a cocoon which has been made through your spiritual work and endeavors, and you are metamorphosizing now into the butterfly you were always meant to be. We reassure you, dear one, that you will not lose the relationships which you value and those who love you if you simply let go of their demanding and allow yourself the time and space to blossom as you have begun to do. It is necessary to be more firm, perhaps, about your boundaries. You are used to giving to these ones, and they are used to having your energy on demand, on tap, as it were. And this is not to continue. Simply love them as usual without being feeling obliged to give as much time and energy as you have in the past. For this will serve them well. Ultimately, it will serve them well for you to be the highest version of yourself. They will learn and grow from your metamorphosis. Namaste. What do you think of that, Laura? Hello? Laura, I can't hear you, but I hope that you, I hope that you heard that. And yes, I felt, as I often do, I felt a lot of other people listening to that question and that answer. A lot of other people in a similar situation where it's just the all of their family and friends that are having a kind of resistance to their changing and not knowing what to do about that. And the answer from my guides was simply stick to your guns, guys and dolls. Just stick to your guns and really give yourself the time and energy that you need to bring yourself into a high vibration. Follow your joy. Start new creative projects. Do whatever makes you happy and love them, but make your boundaries a bit more clear. So I'm going on to the second part, which is how to attract the perfect partner to yourself. And this is a love partner. So this is for those of you who are without a love partner or husband or wife. I ask for the highest guidance possible to flow through me now. You mention husband and wife, Zalara and Ra, and we say that the ways are changing regarding this. It is not that we do not advise marriage, but the concept of marriage as it has been in your religions and society is extremely limiting. And there are far fewer of you who will choose this way in the new age. It is not that we are against monogamy at all. It is joyful to commit yourself to one person as long as the love is flowing between you. But it is not essential that you are married if you wish to have children, for instance. This is an outdated concept and, in fact, is part of your programming of limitation. For there are not many couples who stay in bliss and happiness forever, until death do them part. There are more who stay together out of compromise and fear of what it will be like on their own or what others will think of them. Certain of you have contracts to be with another, and these contracts are not necessarily for life. Zalara Anra has been told that she has a contract with another for a relationship which will last approximately 3 years. This is not to say that she does not have choice about any relationship in the future lasting less or more time than this, but we speak it simply as it arises in her consciousness. All of those who you attract into close relationship with you have contracted with, and sometimes you change the rules of that contract. Sometimes you make one into a lover who was destined to be a friend, and vice versa. And this also is okay. The most powerful thing you can do if you wish to attract the right person to yourself now is to let go of all concept of how that one shall be, of how they will look, of what occupation they will have, even of where they will live, of how old they will be. Letting go of these details and preconceptions of what will be good for you, and simply to manifest that one of like vibration and like heartedness is drawn towards you for your highest good, and for their highest good on your paths of light.
For indeed your paths of light, which means that which you have chosen to do in this lifetime, the way in which you have chosen to be of service in this lifetime and time of transition. It is in this regard that the most importance must lie. And if you are to be partnered with another, it is essential that it is on the understanding that your light path is encouraged and not obstructed, and vice versa. It is imperative that your partner's light path is encouraged and not obstructed. For you are the warriors of light, the golden angels who have returned to Earth in order to assist her rebirth. And this is of paramount importance. Many of you are finding that the connections that you make with your light tribe, connections of love and friendship, that these are more fulfilling than the one-on-one love relationships you have had in the past. So I'm going to stop that channeling there. Great love and thanks for that advice. And if any of you have a question on attracting partners to yourself, then this is a good time to ask it. I have changed my approach to manifesting a love partner recently. I went through some years where my list of things that I desired from a partner got longer and longer, because I thought the more specific I was about what I wanted and trusted that I could have in a love partner, then the more appropriate that partner was going to be. But what happens when you practice conscious manifesting is that you very often attract just what you're asking for, and then you discover which things were not on your list. And many of us have this seesaw effect, and I certainly have had it, where you'll manifest a boyfriend or a girlfriend, which is lovely in some ways, but they have one big fault. Let's say they're not affectionate and they're almost paranoid about physical affection, and it really, really upsets you. And when you let go of that person, all that is in your consciousness is that you manifest a love partner who is really affectionate. And in your focusing on that aspect, you will leave out some other really important things, and you'll end up with a partner who is really affectionate, but who's missing some other vitally important quality, which means, you know, that the relationship's going to work and you're of like vibration. And it was in the Shekinah Temple in New York, in a manifesting workshop I did recently, and there is a message from my guides up on my YouTube, which was part of that workshop, where my guide said very much what they said tonight. They said, actually, these days, relationships are so different, and everything on the earth, the situation is so different, that the rules have changed. And instead of being that specific in your manifesting to attract someone towards you, be less specific and make sure that the really, really important things are there in your consciousness, that you are manifesting consciously someone who's not going to distract you from your spiritual path, who's going to reinforce your spiritual path, and someone who
you're going to do the same for. You're going to be autonomous, which means more than independent. It means happy and content to work on your relationship with yourself and who you are without needing your happiness to come from another person. So I'm going to go to section 3 now, which is about Tantra. It's about the way forward in the age of light, as regards tantric technique goes. A lot of you only know about Tantra from what was publicized about the pop star Sting. And there was a lot of stuff in those years in the papers about him and how his tantric practice allowed him to have sex for longer. And that's what people think about, a lot of people who haven't investigated Tantra. They think about sex and about some strange techniques that change the way you have sex. And Tantra is much, much more than that. You can work with tantric techniques on all sorts of different levels, and you can work with them on your own as well. It doesn't have to be with a partner. But I'm going to let my guides speak for themselves as they ask me to include this topic. I ask for the highest guidance possible to flow through me now. You are in a time where the divine, masculine and feminine combine, so that you ignite into your Christed selves. When the divine feminine and masculine aspects combine within you energetically, this is what allows the divine flow of Kundalini to arise up through your being, bringing you into a state of enlightenment and bliss. It is possible and indeed desirable for those of you who are in sexual relationship now to consciously use these techniques so that you discover that sex is one of the greatest secrets of all on your planet regarding potential for enlightenment. You can practice this very simply by creating an energy flow between the two of you in your early stages of foreplay and sexual interaction, where the love from the female, from the divine goddess, is allowed to flow out of her heart into her partner's. And the divine energy of the Shiva or God partner, the masculine, is allowed to move out from the sexual organs and into the goddess, so that a circular flow moves between your bodies, encompassing your heart chakras and your sexual organs. This simple energy technique starts to raise the energy flow out of the lower chakras and into the higher. This is easier and more natural for the goddess or feminine to stay in a place of heart-centeredness within love-making. It is not to say that it is not possible for the male, but it is more natural for the male to be centered within the sexual chakras and the lower,
sensations and by connecting with their goddess partner in this energy circuit flow, their consciousness is raised and their sexual experience is raised into the heart level. While doing this, it is desirable that you open your eyes and look into each other's eyes. The eyes, being the windows of the soul, allow this love to be expressed one to another. Looking into each other's eyes consciously with love, attempting to move away from lust and into love while still staying in the flow of sexual enjoyment, is something that will be a revelation to many of you as you try it. You may also meditate together, consciously connecting each chakra one at a time, consciously connecting from the first to the seventh chakra, and perhaps even from the first to the 12th, if you understand the 12 chakra system, so that you are connected in every aspect, which assists you in moving into your higher self state. These simple techniques we give you as a taster that you may experiment with the tantric way of being within sexual relationship, so that you may draw the sexual energy from the lower chakras upwards into your heart. And from this first step, you will learn to draw the energy upwards into your third eyes, so that at the moment of orgasm, you may move into the state of light body union, of samadhi. Many of you move into this state of light body bliss, in which you step outside of the third dimension energetically within your individual meditations and practice. And to learn to do this with another intensifies your enlightenment process so exponentially that you will be in your fifth dimensional, multidimensional states in no time at all. And we know that you will enjoy this practice. Namaste. They were joking with you there. They know that we like sex. And they're saying, hey, we're giving you an exercise to do here which involves sex. And, you know, this should be quite tempting for you to practice. So great love and thanks to my guides for that information. I was expecting them to speak about how to use tantric techniques even with other people and not your love partner. I believe that it is possible to practice certain tantric techniques outside of sexual relationships, but perhaps that is a topic for another show or for a workshop. We're coming to the end of the show now, so I'm just going to put out some reminders. One is that
the trip to Egypt, which I'm taking a group on a sacred trip on the 8th of January, two spaces have opened up on that trip due to cancellations. And so although it's the last minute and there are 11 days before the actual trip, it is possible for you to book on, one or two of you, if you do so in the next, let's say, 3 days should be enough time to organize you. Just contact me on my email, which is solara@solara.org.uk, or have a look on my website. You'll see my email there. Another reminder is that there is an early bird booking price for the 11-11-11 conference in Sedona, which is going to be an awesome gathering of Light Tribe. The usual price is $222, but if you book by the end of February, the price is $177, so you'll save $45. So it's worth reminding you about that. And a reminder that my next courses in the States in January, February, and March, I'm teaching a 2.5-day Awakening the Light Body course in New York at the Shekinah Temple on January the 28th to the 30th. And the same course, Awakening the Light Body in Encinitas, California, just outside of San Diego, on February the 18th to the 20th. I only have one opening to channel course in the States in the first half of the year, which is at Lake Forest outside LA, and that's on March the 12th and the 13th. And all of those dates are up on my site. I'm also looking for a place to stay, perhaps a room to rent in another Light Tribe's house in California for a month from mid-February. So if anyone knows a good connection for that, I'm very tired of staying in hotels and I would love to stay somewhere near the beach. So my dear Light Tribe, I hope that this show has been of assistance to you, and I hope that the guidance given by the Councils of Light is going to help you to bring all of your relationships onto a higher level. I think a summary of all of the information given tonight is that you need to focus on yourself first in order to improve your relationships, and in order to attract the right level partner to yourself. If you're in a state of anxiety and insecurity while you're in the process of attracting a light partner to yourself, you are not going to attract the highest vibrational being towards yourself. If you take the time and the effort to meditate, to bring yourself into vertical connection, to bring yourself into gratitude as much as possible during the day, feeling love and gratitude and appreciation for all of the gifts which are yours already, rather than focusing on what you don't have or what you don't like, you will automatically become happier and raise your vibration. And from that better emotional place, you will attract a high vibrational partner or friends or any other relationships in your life towards yourself. On my greatest love, I send to you now, each one of you, my greatest love and gratitude to you for connecting with me and my guides in this way. I feel your love. I send it back to you. Namaste.